Okay. Okay, so I would like to begin. Tomorrow's Rosh Chodesh Iyar, and I would like to begin with a Gemara in Shabbos on Kuf Mem Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara over here quotes a memra of Shmuel. The Omar Shmuel. Kulu Shakyani. If I could ask you please to mute your phones, your computers, that would be a big, it would be a good thing. Tashma, the Omar Shmuel, Kulu Shakyani, all types of refuah, of potions, are very, very good, specifically during the time of year. Midivcha va'adatzar to malu. They're good, they're beneficial between divcha to atzarta. Atzarta is obviously atzeres, that's shavuos. And divcha, Rashi speaks out, is referring to Pesach, because that's when we bring the carbon Pesach. So different refuahs used to be good at different times of the year, but all refuahs, kulu shakyani, amalu, are specifically good during the tkufa between Pesach and Shavuos. It's considered to be a time of better health, of good health, and that's why they're all beneficial at that time. In fact, there's an interesting marsha in Yavamis, the famous Gemara that says that the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva all died during the time period between Pesach and Shavuos. That's what the Gemara says in Yavamis on Samach Beis. And the question is, why does the Gemara stress that it was during that time of year? And there's different mafarshim say different explanations. The Marsha says, "Va'amar shemesu bein Pesach la'atzeres." You know why? La'horis, in order to show that it was a specific hashgacha, it was a certain punishment that they were dying then, and it wasn't because of natural causes. La'horis shemesu b'hashgacha, ki hu hazman memutza labrias. This is the time of year that's memutza. It's not too cold. It's too hot. It's not too cold. The karav l'refua, and he quotes our Gemara in Shabbos. Like the Gemara says in Shabbos, Kulu Shakyani Tava, you give us a book, all potions are good, Bein Divcha La'atzarta. So it's a specific time of year that is Mesugol, Meyuot for Refuah, and obviously we're hoping, Be'ezus Hashem, that it should be that way. But do you ever wonder why it is that way? Why dafka this time of year? Why dafka between Pesach and Shavuot? The Chasam Sofer, in his Chidushin on the Gemara in Shabbos, speaks out that when the Gemara says between Pesach and Shavuos, we don't mean the entire tkufa between Pesach and Shavuos. We mean specifically, or primarily, I should say, Chodesh Iyar. And he brings two nice ramazim. One of them is very famous. A lot of Sfarim bring that. Is the pasuk in Parshas Beshalach that says, Ki ani Hashem Refa'echa. Hashem says, Kol ha-machla, all of the machlas that I put in Mitzrayim, I'm not going to put on you. Ki ani Hashem Reifa'echa. Ani Hashem Reifa'echa is Rashi Tevis Iyar. Ani Hashem is Yud Kevavke. Ani Hashem Reifa'echa. Iyar is with one Yud. But a lot of the Sfarim bring this. The Yismach Yisroel brings it from Rabunim. It's in the Kutim Aran also, in Reisha Ein Zayin. So the Chasam Sofer says, Ani Hashem Reifa'echa, the very name of the month, is the Rashi Tevis of the fact that Hashem is Merape. Also at the end of Tachnun, he brings down, if you spell Iyar with two Yud, we say the words, Oyvai Yevoshu Yoshuvu Raga. I'm sorry, Oyvai Yoshuvu Yevoshu Raga. David HaMelech talks about his enemies. And the context of that capital is when David was sick, and as a result of the Ein Hara of his enemies, he became sick. So Kol Oyvai, he says that Yevoshu V'yibalu Kol Oyvai Yoshuvu Yevoshu Raga. So the Rosh Tevis of Oyvai, Yashuvu, Yevoshu Raga, my enemies will go away, they'll return, they'll be shamed, the Raga, in an instant, is the Rashi Tevis of Iyar. Says the Chasam Sofer, you see both whether you spell Iyar with one Yud or two Yud, the Chodesh Iyar is Mesugol for Refuah. So when the Gemara says, Kulu Shakyani, all types of Refuah, Bein Divcha La'atzarta Malu, so the Gemara is referring, says the Chasam Sofer, yet the whole tkufa, but primarily to Chodesh Iyar. And the shaila is why? How did it come that way? Why punkt Chodesh Iyar? So I wanted to just give a little bit of a hakdama as to why this is, and then give you over how the Bnei Yisachar explains it. The Rambam in Hilchos Deis, in Perek Dalet, when he talks about the Rambam's diet, when the Rambam, he speaks about how a person should keep his stomach healthy, specifically the stomach he's talking about, he gives different answers, and then he says, in Perek David Halacha Tezvav, the Rambam makes a statement. The Rav HaChalayim Shabayim Ala Adam, most sicknesses that come onto a person, Einam Ela Oymipnei Ma'achalim Raim, either it's because the food is not good, there's something wrong with the food, or not healthy about the food, or because a person might even eat healthy foods, but he overstuffs himself with food. And therefore, he says that a person needs to be careful when he eats, specifically to make sure that the food that he eats is healthy. Why? Because either he'll get stomach pains or other machlas also will stick to a person if he's unhealthy, if his stomach is off. So the Bnei Yisrael doesn't bring the Rambam, but this is the way he explains it. Listen to this. Chodesh Iyar, if you want to look it up, it's a Maimar Aleph Ois Gimel. Chodesh Iyar hu nivchon umanusa b'chachmas harafur. It's tried and tested medically that the month of Iyar is mesugal l'rafur, specifically to cleanse one's stomach from unhealthy things. Chodesh Hamara, to cleanse the spleen. And he says, why is it that? When did it happen? Is it based on a historic event? Did something once happen during this month? Where did it come to be this? The nearly hatam, the nisha zeh biskula b'chodesh hazeh, it's something that remained from an event that took place in this month. We know that the man began to come down in the middle of chodesh iyar, and the man was lechem abirin. There was no waste from the man. The man was lechem in hashamayim. And mamela, since most sicknesses come as a result of the diet, so that month when Klal Yisrael began to eat lechem min hashamayim, nimtza, he says, v'lo haya b'mizem shum chayla v'shum machlek, from that kind of food and that kind of eating was a set amount, nobody was overstuffed, everything was the way it should be. V'lo haya b'mizem shum chayla v'shum machlek. Nimtza b'chodesh hazeh nisrapu kol hachaylam. Everybody that was sick got healthy. Either there's other sicknesses that are not connected to the stomach. Somehow they are all connected. Okay, nishar teva kayam b'chodesh hazeh. From then on, it became the natural order of events, as the Bnei Yisrael called. Gula l'refua, that this month is more mesukah for refua. And as we said before, Be'ez Hashem, we should be zaycha to experience that. We should be zaycha to have it. There's a lot of sick people, a lot of chaylim, a lot of very sick chaylim that are going through a lot of yisurim, whether it's from the current machla that's attacking the world, whether it's other machlas, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'ez Hashem should send a refuah. But we all know that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends things, there's bederach klal a prerequisite. And that prerequisite is that we need to ask for it. Like it says at the beginning of Bereshis, Terem Himter, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought any rain, why didn't Hashem bring any rain? V'adam ayin la'avodas ha'adama. There were no people yet in the world that would ask for rain. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't bring, without people asking for it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't bring. So when it comes to refuah, Sfarim tell us as well, when it comes to all the things that we ask from Hashem, we need to ask for it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'ez Hashem will give. But we need to ask, not only if a person is sick, Agav, even if a person is healthy, a person needs to daven that he doesn't get sick. Not everybody's familiar with this. This is also Gemara in Shabbos and Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. Gemara over here says, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Bered Rabbi Yehuda, La'olam yavakesh adam rachamim. A person should always be asking for rachamim, shalo yachla, that he doesn't get sick. Why not? Why shouldn't the person just wait till he gets sick and then daven? So many other things to daven for. He says, I'll tell you why, Shem Yechle. Because if a person already gets sick, then he needs much bigger schosim in order to remove the sickness. Amrim lo, they tell him, Havei schos vihipater. So bring a schos. You need to bring us a schos vihipater in order to become exempt and pater from the machla that's already there. See clear in the Gemara, first of all, that we have to daven not to get sick. And that a person is able, with that tefillah, is a more powerful tefillah. That is the more powerful, it's an easier tefillah to get answered than a tefillah once the Midas Hadin is already in place and the machle is already there. And the truth is, the fact that that's called refuah is also what we were discussing before. The pasuk says, "Kol ha-machla she-samta b'mitzrayim lo yasim alecha." That means we're talking about the renatzik. Hashem says, "The machlas I put on Mitzrayim, I won't put on you." Why? Ki ani Hashem refuecha, because I am Hashem, the one who heals you. So what do you see? You see that you need refuah not to get sick. And since Hashpa min Hashamayim comes with tefillah, we need to be makpid, we need to daven. But this now presents a shtekot shenit. They say, okay, we do daven. We all ma'aminim, we all daven three times a day, we all say refa'inu, so we daven, we're set. There's a Gemara in Bava Basra. Gemara's on Kuf Tet Zayin, famous Gemara. And the Gemara says like this. I'd like to tell you over the way the Meiri explains the Gemara. I'm sorry. The Gemara says, if a person has somebody who's sick in the house, Darish Rabbi Pinchas Bar Chama, Kol Sheyesh L'Chayla B'Saych Be'Saych. If a person has somebody who's sick in his home, Yelech Eitzel Chacham V'Yavakesh Olav Rachamim. He should go to a Chacham so that he'll daven Rachamim for him. Gemara quotes a pasuk. And the Meiri is bothered by Akasha. I guess, why am I going to a Chacham? Why don't I go to Mekubal? You say, all the Mekubalim are Chacham. Okay. Why dafka a Chacham? Why don't I go to a Tzaddik? So that he'll daven. Why does he have to daven? Why can't I daven myself? And the Meiri has an incredible lashon. Listen to the Meiri. He says, "Mi sheyesh lo tzar o chayla o echad mimine tzaras." The Gemara is not only referring to a chayla. So when a person who needs to daven is in a bind, people close to him are in a bind. Somebody's sick. There's tzar. Kol mine tzaras. Yelech etzal chacham. Do you know why? It's a direct quote, Dr. Meiri. The Yilmad Mimenu Darchei HaTfilas, so that the Chacham will teach him how to daven, the Yavakesh Rachamim, and then you, the person who needs the Yeshua, will daven. So Yelech Etzel Chacham, the Yavakesh Olav Rachamim, the way the Meiri is tining is, he'll be melamed the person. Yavakesh Olav Rachamim means he'll be melamed the person how to be able to ask for Rachamim, how to be able to get that Yeshua. And so right now it's hard to get around. And even if you do find the Chacham, he's loved after letting you in the house. He might meet you on the porch. How does a person find that Chacham? What is, maybe we could go together now, find the Chacham who could teach us. So what is that way? What is a way to be able to daven for a four? We have the Siddur. The Siddur is open. What else do I need to do in order to be able to get that Yeshua, in order to be able to get that refuah? I want to learn with you a piece. This is absolutely incredible. It's Yesodus Dick. If you find somebody who's ready to listen, please give it over. If they don't want to listen, so just show them where it is. Or tell it over to them. It's the Bnei Yisoskar also. This is in the Ma'amarim of Chodesh Tishrei, Maimar Beis, Oisvav. And then I'm going to tell you over his Yesod first, and then to tell you over the Medrash that he brings us out from and the kashas, but let's go straight to the Yesod. Reading the last page in the book before you go to the beginning, because like I don't want to get lost in the kashas. He says a tremendous Yesod. He says, Kibalnu. I don't know where he was Makabal it from, and in the footnote, they just quote something, another place that he brings this himself. So this is from somebody before the Bnei Yisrael. He says the following. Incredible. Kshaadam misyare lehispalo. Sometimes a person wants to daven, but he's uncomfortable. He's afraid. Because a person knows that when his tefillah goes, and this already it says in Rishonim, that when his tefillah is up, going up to Shamayim, so there's Mekatrogen. There are Malachim that come and say, Me'echiteisi. You want your tefillah to go into Hashem, just like so to speak. If you want to go into, you want to go into a mayor, you want to go into a governor, you want to go into a Chaim Kanievsky La'avdo. You got to get through the Gabayim in order to get in. You're coming. What is your tzarech? How important is it? What is it? Do you have a right to come in? Are you a threat? So they're makatrogim. So the Matan Moshe brings us. That's one of the reasons for Pesukei de Zimra, is to try to cut through, cut a path through. But a person's uncomfortable. A person says, am I roi to daven? He's afraid. Yavar l'makatrigim. One of the things that the makatrigim do, not only do they not allow the tefillah to go in, but the makatrig against the person. They say, oh, he's here? You know what he did yesterday? You know what he did last night? You know what he did the day before? So the tefillah itself could become a kitrug on the person, chalila. So if a person's coming to daven, a person's afraid to daven because he's putting the spotlight on himself. Imroi is there isha to kubal tefillah. Is he roi that his tefillah should go in? What should a person do? The chas v'shalom al yedei zeh yivukar pin kasoi. They're going to go in. Does he have a right? Does he not have a right? There's a bnei yisaskan. There's a beautiful etzah to tefillah. Beautiful segula. Wonderful thing. He says the etzah is before you ask, before sometimes maybe even instead of asking, he says praise Hashem. Why? No malach, no makatrig has a right to say, don't say the malach's praises. That's a slap in the face to the malach. Everybody is, when the person is being mishabeach the king, that's the king's shabach. You can't say, excuse me, you have no right to ask. It's not asking, it's just praising the king. Says the B'nai Yisrael, Yoyser Toiv, better than asking and articulating the bakasha, is l'saper shvacha shal makam benidan hamitzdareh. To say the Shevach of Hashem, benageya the inyan that you need. L'mashal, a person wants to daven for parnasa. So when he says mechal kel chayim b'chesed, which is being meshabeach Hashem, at that point, a person should think in his mind, I'm being meshabeach Hashem, obviously it's a Shevach, and Hashem, since you're the one who does that, think in your mind, therefore I really would like to get, and I need, and I'm begging you for it. He says, the malachim don't know a person's thought. Hashem, of course, he wants to answer a tefillah. But if the only way the tefillah comes through is with the words, so automatically the makatrigim are going to be makatrig. It's their job. The eitzah is to daven without words. The tefillah needs words. So the words that I say are words of shevach. The malachim bring it in. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, once he gets those words, he opens it up and he sees the machshavas. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers, b'machshavta yichad, he's talking about refuah. For example, Rak Yishabeach Derech Shabach LaHabayu Olam Shehu Roifei Cholim. Mechal Kechai Mechayim Meisim Tzomech Nezim Roifei Cholim. The person's falling. Person's giving in. Unfortunately, a lot of the Olam's having a hard time. You've got to get the filters into the computers at home. I got last night, Mamash, more than one, the painful text of people falling. So, person says the word Tzomech Neiflin. He's praising Hashem. Hashem is Tzomech Neiflin. And in his mind, what is he thinking? He's thinking, HaKadosh Baruch, I so need you. I so need you to help me. The Malachim bring it in because he said Tzomech Neiflin. That's a Shabbat. But he's thinking of what he needs, and HaKadosh Baruch brings it. Hinei hu yase bakashasa. Hatamu kevan damaskir Shabbat ha-boyreshu payla Yeshua azois. Who's going to be Mekatrik? Of course Hashem is payla that Yeshua. Once it's in, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to deal and address the person's machshava. And the B'nai Yisrael then says to Yosef, so why am I saying the rest of the Shemana Esrei? It's dangerous for me. It's going to hurt me. He says, the truth is, once you power, meaning you set yourself, perhaps this was Chazal's Kavana, that all of our Bakashas have Shevach before, once you've articulated the Shevach in a particular area, then when you ask the Bakasha for that area of tefillah in that particular area, so it builds on that shevach. Meaning, let's have an example again. I say the shevach of Roifei Cholim, and then when I go and ask right after, the malachim can't bring it in because once I was mishabeach Hashem as being the Roifei Cholim, if he's not, because the bakasha can't get in, so it's like it's hypocritical. I said Hashem is the Roifei Cholim, and now all of a sudden he's not delivering. So they're forced to have to bring it in. As I state in B'nai Yisafkar, Mamash, a tremendous, tremendous thing. A lot of people, myself included, not that we don't pay attention to the second bracha, but we say, we go through it. And then when it comes to afterwards, the Ikar Bakasha, we at that point we start to think. It'll be our list of chaylim, our list of things, the people we daven for. I'm not saying what to do lamais, but it could be, it's kedai to have it on your stand, on your table, in front of you, when you're davening. to be able to, at that point, be machaven to it, or certainly to be machaven, I'm about to ask bakashas afterwards. When I say machal kel chayim b'chesed, which is parnasa, machayim meisim, saimeich noflim, roifei cholim, matir asurim, some people feel so trapped. They can't go where they want. They can't daven the way they want. They can't be whom they want. They feel so overwhelmed, and they find themselves reacting in ways that they don't want to react. B'cholu, b'cholu, b'cholu. Matir asurim. Kadosh Baruch Hu, when I'm going to get to the bracha of Gal Yisrael, of Re'ei Banyenu, I'm going to, over there, so I'm going to have that in mind as well, and obviously have in mind other people, not only ourselves. I thought this is a very big thing. If the school of this month, the school of Chodesh Iyar is Ani Hashem Refa'acha, Kol Ovai, Yeshuva Yevai, Kol Ovai, Yeshuva Yevai Shuraga, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mesalik Ovim, Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mesalik Chalayim. It's a man that's mesugal for refuah in this way. The problem is, but we have to ask for it. We ask for it, and we are asking for it. And maybe there's chalila certain kitrugin. But a way around these kitrugin, as per the Bnei Yisachar, is a beautiful gift I wanted to give the Olam. And again, we said that tefillah is not only when a person is sick or when a person has a chalila. Adarabba, it could be even more than when a person doesn't have a chalila. Before the sickness, this is the time to really get it in. This is the time, because it's easy. A person doesn't need those extra schosin. But to daven, and to daven well, and to be able to have that kavana in place at that time. And then during the bakashas to work off of that. Okay, so that's the first thing I wanted to share, that it is a chodesh, it's mesugal for refuah. And refuah doesn't only mean if one's sick, it means not to get sick. And it means that one has to daven and eitzel. Yelech eitzel chacham. The Meiri told us, you have to go to the chacham to find out how to daven. So we went collectively to the Bnei Yisachar and he taught us how to daven. I just wanted to focus on the bracha of Rafa'inu a little bit. Just a few small diyukim. And the way your Reb Tzadik explains it, don't look it up, it's in the pre-tzadik in Balak, the letter Yud Aleph. There's this in other places also. But I just wanted to give this over. Rafa'inu Hashem v'nei Rafa'i ha'ishienu v'nivashayim. Rafa'inu Hashem ha'ishienu. That's supposed to ask for two bakashas in one bracha. The Gemara says that. Gemara in bracha says, each bracha has to have one bakasha. When we have a chasima to a bracha, Mekadesh, Hashabbos, the Yisrael, v'azmanim, how does that work? Listen, Gemara deals with it. Rabbi Yehuda deals with it. Meaning the Gemara deals with Mekadesh Yisrael Ba'azmanim, Hashabbos Yisrael Ba'azmanim, Tamid Rabbein Yoina. So over here, this bracha of Rafa'inu Hashienu, it seems like two different things. And the Metzudas Taka on the Pasuk, it's going on. Rafa'ini Hashem, Ve'ei Rafa'i Hashieni Ve'i Vashaya. The Metzudas Taka learned that it's referring to something else, it's referring to enemy. The Reb Tzadik says, I'm saying all the Pashup Shad on the bracha. Rafa'inu Hashem is referring to a person who's already sick. Hoshienu, he says, means be Moshiach me. Normally we understand Yeshua is when I'm in a tzara. In this bracha, he says Hoshienu means from becoming sick. Be Moshiach me from getting into from the looming machla that's coming. So Rafa'inu Hashem v'nei Rafa, that we should be healed from the machla that's already there. Hoshienu v'nivashaya is from the machla that's impending, the impending doom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Mashiach from this. And he speaks out over there also. Other Svarim also speak it out. But not only is it referring to Refuas HaGuf, this bracha, it's also referring to Refuas HaNefesh. Another diuk, which we've spoken about before, but just to speak it out again, and it's really from the Zohar HaKadosh that the Svarim bring this. The Reb Tzadik discusses this as well over there, the Chidayim B'chul Kaisai, other places, in the Haftar of B'chul Kaisai, in Tzavar HaShalom, other Svarim talk about it. It's an interesting bakasha, Rafa'inu Hashem v'nei Rafa. What is the word v'nei Rafa adding? Rafa'inu Hashem. Obviously v'nei Rafa. That's what I'm asking. Rafa'inu Hashem. Hoshienu v'nei Vashayo. Why in the bracha of Rafua are we asking it in a double way? Rafa'inu Hashem v'nei Rafa. Hoshienu v'nei Vashayo. Why do we need the double? And they bring this kasha from the Zohar HaKadosh, and the Zohar HaKadosh answers that sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends a Yeshua himself, and sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends a Yeshua through a Shliach. And when the Refuah comes through a Shliach, sometimes it's enduring, sometimes it lasts forever, and sometimes there's a relapse. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it himself directly, whatever Hashem does comes directly from him is permanent. So we ask Hashem, Rafa'inu Hashem. Hashem, if you merafe us directly, it comes directly from you, then the Rafu is going to be something which is complete, permanent. It's not something that is going to have a relapse. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Mashiach, and if he does it directly, then it's going to be something that will endure and will be permanent and complete. But when do I have a right to ask Hashem to do things for me directly and not to come on to the normal shluchim that take care of it? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that gets us excited, which means, it says, if you want to know who a person is, it says this in Shari Tshuva and in Mishlei. If you want to know who a person is, ish lefi ma'alala, you listen to what gets the person excited. When does a person get animated? When do you see personality? When do you see oomph? If it's about Hashem, that means I feel makurav, I feel connected to Hashem in that way. I get excited by Hashem. Then I have a right to ask that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should do things directly for me. So Rafa'inu Hashem v'nei Rafa, Hoshienu v'nei Vashel, why am I asking for that? Mechatesi, I could ask. Kisi Laseinu Atan Halavai, we should be that way. There's another key in the bracha. B'halir for Shnei Melechom Akeseinu. Hikel Melech Reifei Neman V'racham An Ata. Hikel Melech Reifei Neman. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Baal Chesed. He's the one who has all the kaiches. He has all the abilities to do it. And he's a melech. Melech means he's the one who's manigas. He's kel melech. Reifei neman v'rachman ata. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a reifei neman v'rachman. And some mafreshim speak out. Reifei neman means he could do the whole job. But sometimes if a doctor is a rachman, he's not going to do the whole job. Because in order to do the whole job, he's got to be, it's going to take more than misplaced Rachmanis will say it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to do both. He's a Kel Melech Reifei Neman V'Rachman Ata. He's a Reifei that's Neman. He does things fully. V'Rachman, and in the best possible way that it could be done. You know, the Parsha also brings up this Musag of Tefillah when it talks about the Metzorah. The Metzorah has to go Badad Michutz L'machne. And the Pasuk says, V'Tamei Tamei Yikra. Pasha Pshat is, and he has to call out, tell people, stay away from me. Rashi Chumash explains that he says, stay away. I'm Tamei. And Nebuchadnezzar has to call out, you have to stay away from me. Gemara in Saita and Lamed Beis, Gemara in Shabbos and Samach Zayin, the Gemara says, the Tamei, Tamei Yikra, which means the Tamei calls out and he says, daven for me, I'm Tamei. Meaning I have too much tzaras, I've got this makula, the Tamei, Tamei Yikra, tzarech lahidia, tzare l'rabin. He has to be my dia's tzar. So that others will ask Rachamim for him. And specifically over here, because he violated his mouth is not so effective. He's asking others. The Gemara says, Chol mi sheyara boi davar. Tzarech lahodia l'rabim, v'rabim mevakshim alav rachamim. Kadosh Baruch Hu should bench us all. That unfortunately, the tzaras are known to the rabim. Everybody's prone to the machla. Many people have the machla. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bench us, that we should have refuah haguf, we should have refuah hanefesh on an emotional level, on a ruchnius dika level. We've learned from the B'nai Yisastar that when a person davens for refuah, the place or one of the areas to daven for that is specifically when he says the shavach of Reifei Chaylim, maybe even in the chasim of the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Reifei Chaylim, Am Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's the Reifei Chaylim. Daska specifically during that time ought to empower the rest of the bracha with that and latch it onto a Sheva. This is a Zman that's Mesugo for it, for Refuas, the Yeshuas. Kadosh Baruch Hu should send us the Refuas, the Yeshuas, in this wonderful Chaydash Iyar. Ki Ani Hashem Reifecha. Everybody should have wonderful Rosh Chaydash, a beautiful Shabbos. Shabbat
Shalom.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Baruch Tia.
Rabbi.
Baruch Rabbi.
Baruch Tia, be well.
Shkai.
Thank you.